Yo, what's up, family? It's your brother, Teleporter. Telep reporting live. It's been a minute since I spoke on the open airwaves. Been kind of going through it a little bit. You know, life is full of ups and downs, in and outs, back and forth. We all have the opposite of greatness that we must deal with sometimes. You know, all these different polarities that we must endure. But the journey is one that's definitely full of love, full of peace, and full of understanding. Because once you understand what you're going through and why you're going through, it makes the journey a little bit more easier on you. You know, it makes it easier on your soul, on your spirit. And for me personally, I witnessed a barrage of different obstacles that I must face. And every time I go through it, I pray, of course, to Jesus, you know, in the name of Jesus Christ, and I also plead the blood of Jesus Christ. I feel as though that's something that's been helping me get through and go through, and it works for me, and I know it works for a lot of people all over the world who may not even speak English but still use that name. This isn't one of those shows to say, hey, everyone start praying and, you know, using the name of Jesus Christ. It's more so a greater understanding of what's taking place and why we're going through what we're going through. And I feel as though if we look at this thing from a computer aspect and a technology or a technological aspect, and we've seen our minds and ourselves as computers who have memories and hard drives and central processing units and, you know, minds and brains and, you know, RAMs and, you know, different things of that nature, I feel as though what we're going through and what we're enduring be a lot easier to understand. So I've seen myself looking at it from the aspect of the devil or Satan, Shakar, whatever you want to call this being, or, you know, the being in its son, whatever you choose to give name to, or how you choose to name it. I basically see it as a test. It's as if this whole world is holographic. And you know those video games, I don't know if you've seen Richie Rich or older movies back in the day, you used to be able to put these goggles over your eyes and interact with this game. You would see the world or the game through the eyes of this goggle. And I feel as though this world, this realm, this reality that we're seeing is like one of those things that's been placed over our eyes. It's not actually real, but we're participating in it. It's just like the Matrix, you know. We're participating in it. We're in this Matrix, we're in this computer system, and we're operating within it. And all these different windows and logos and things like that you can click on and interact with. But your soul, like, Neo could actually die in the Matrix. You know what I'm saying? Like, the part of him that was sitting somewhere else to actually be affected by what was going on in the Matrix. But energy never dies. It's not necessarily that Neo would just die in the Matrix and wouldn't go nowhere. You know, a higher self would still exist. And that's, of course, an aspect that wasn't touched on. That was more so looking at it from the physical realm or the physical aspect, you know, tapping into this Matrix. But I feel as though in this holographic universe, we have this God that's been placed over our eyes or our third eye. We kind of can only see this reality for what they tell us it is. They say, hey, this is nice. This is red. This is blue. This is up. This is down. This is Ferrari. This is a Benz. This is black. This is white. And the whole thing is operating on separation. Hey, I'm a Bills fan. You a Ravens fan. Hey, I'm a Christian. You a Muslim. Oh, I'm black. You white. Oh, I'm black. You mixed. Oh, my hair is straight. Your hair is fine. You know, or your hair is nappy. My hair is fine. You know, I drive this kind of car. I stay in this type of neighborhood. I make this amount. I work for this. It's so much separation. And the language is used to do that. Whereas in the aspect we was in our right minds, we'll be sitting in silence, meditating, you know, being cohesive, you know, commingling with each other no matter what. Because all it is light. Once you open your eyes, then that's when everything becomes separate. When you close your eyes, everything's together. So that should tell us, you know, we need to disconnect from the physical sensation of this reality because it's all BS. It doesn't exist the way we think it do, but it does exist the way we think we do because our thoughts control the very reality and the very fabric of this universe. we can quantum leap, quantum jump into infinite different realities and possibilities for this current moment right now. You don't have to be sitting here listening to what I'm saying right now. You could be totally somewhere else, but you are, and everything is happening for a reason, and you are that reason. Because if it didn't exist, if it didn't exist, it doesn't exist for you. And it only exists for you, for you to experience this. And within this database, being that we call Satan or Shakar, the father and son, far as their father and son, when they speak of, you know, they put everything in reverse. When they speak of the father or the son, this is who they're speaking of in their sacred orders. But he is, or they are, the testers. You say, hey, why would God? Because they're the testers. This is, don't get caught up in this shit. It's not what you see. You're in a matrix. You're in a computer simulation. And you're being tested because you signed on for this test. And you will feel like a damn fool if you wake up out of this test and you got so down on yourself. You got so detached from life. You got so detached from reality and not realizing that this whole thing was a test. Picture this. The test is over. Say your life. Your life was full of shit. Excuse my language, full of crazy things. A lot of stuff been going on and happening to you, right? And I say you was just about to give up, and they wake you about the test, meaning that you passed away, you passed off. And picture this guy's being, you know, removed from your eyes, and you wake up, and you're surrounded by loved ones, or you're surrounded by a heavenly host. And they say, hey, man, you failed your test. You will laugh, and that's what you should do now. You should laugh. You should smile your way through this test. Because every time you show, you should know, hey, this is a test. Like me, myself, I'm down. I ain't going to say I'm down on my luck, but I'm going through some things. Right after being blessed, I go right back through it. I get a blessing a month ago, a check coming in the mail for a nice amount of money. That money is spent on my family and the things that we need, and now I'm back in a position where I must provide again. And my son was just born a couple of days ago, and I'm back in a position where it's like, where am I going to get this money? What is going to happen? You know how it is. You get money, you get blessed. You may go out and purchase some things. You may, you know, spend money on bills and food. The next thing you know, you're right back in the same predicament. And with me, you know, I got electrocuted a while back. And some may see that as an excuse or a crutch. And no way. I've been looking for a way to get myself healed for a very long time. And some may say, hey, you pray to Jesus. I don't know why I haven't been cured of this ailment, but it's something that's been stopping me from going on providing for my family in a proper way, in a proper manner. I laugh my way through it. It's a test. It has to be done. I have to go through this. Can you imagine as a man, you have to find a way to provide for your child. You have no way of knowing how it's going to happen. You have a house, a car, you have bills, you know, and your wife was once in a position, she's not in no more. One second, family. Okay. And your wife's no longer in the position that she once was to do the things that she did because she just have a child. Now she has to sit down. Now you have to take the reins. And sometimes I look back on it and say, wow, I wasted 2 years of my life running behind a man who I thought was Jesus. And I put my family and the fact that I knew my wife was pregnant to the side to be with this nigga, to ride with this nigga, thinking that I was going to be blessed beyond my wildest imagination for doing these things. And I go time and time and time after being hurt, being injured, thinking this man is going to heal me. And I ask for healing. He tells me to go to a doctor. I ask for healing. He tells me too far away, but he never shows up. All he does is call and ask for money every day. He gets the money, disappear for 2 days, come back with the craziest story. And I went through this for 2 years, or shall I say about a year and a half. I went through these things, and I experienced these things, and my wife sit there and witnessed it. And even my son, while in her womb, witnessed these things. And now here I am once again, you know. And I know it may seem like, oh, teleporters just hop up on the show when he got something bad. I was just going to sit here and just, you know, cry about my situation or get it off my chest. I wasn't even planning on speaking about it, but hey, everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. It doesn't feel good to suffer and go through these things, but I have to bring that up to state the facts behind the situation. It wasn't that I was being some lazy, bum-ass nigga and didn't want to do the things that were needed to take care of my family. It's the fact that I attached myself to a nigga who I thought was pure. who I thought was Jesus and who I thought we was going on a mission to get this gold and learn alchemy and do all these great, fantastic things that just haven't showed up. And I asked myself, why did I go through that? You know, why? Because he himself is a tester. And what is the devil? Besides just being a tester or a computer simulation, this whole shit is just a test. And he's the one who God put in that position to test the world. Was God himself not tested? Was God not taken to the highest mountain and said, hey, you can have all this? And what do beings who got millions of dollars stay at? On mountains. Why? To look down on the rest of the world. To say, look at these bum motherfuckers. To take control. And what is that being, or what is that spirit, or what is that program? It's you ignoring what you know to be true. That's all it is. Deep down inside, you know, listening to my voice that, hey, man, this nigga's coming from a pure place. How do you know? Because deep down inside, God exists within you. Jesus exists within you. This is real. This is real. This is real. This is really happening right now. And you know it is. Just happening for you and through you to learn, to grow. So once you take this guise off your third eye, your eyes are open, and now you can see interdimensionally, and you can see these other realities and these infinite possibilities. Your eyes are open, your mind is open. You now see the world for what it is. You're no longer blocked off from the heavenly host, because now you've proven yourself to be worthy. You kept your faith. You didn't give up. You didn't stop. Excuse me. You kept pushing. You found a way. That's all it is. It's a test. It's like a rat running through a maze. You know what I'm saying? For the rats, not calling the people rats, but for the ones who can make it through the maze and find their way and don't give up and don't take no breaks, when you make it through the end, you know, they'll be there to hold you and say, hey, you know what? It was just a test. We had to push through this. We had to show you these things. You had to be tested, your lower nature. That's why I call them the testicles or the testes. Why is it called that? Ask yourself that. And why are the Masons so focused on the genitalia? Why? Why does the G stand for the genitalia or the regeneration? And why everything is based off the oblis connected to the water? Why is it? Because that is the portal through which all men come. But why is that one of their main focuses? It's to control populations. It's to control the portals. Literally, the checkerboard floor is how they time travel. Or the vortexes, the different vortexes that exist within this planet that they try to keep control of to stop certain beings from coming through. And the very vortex that is your woman. Your woman is a vortex. She is, and we must take control of her. We must not take control of her in a negative way, but we must do the problem. We must protect these portals. And that's why they destroy them. They deface them. They fuck up the energy. They start at the head. They tell them, hey, your hair ain't good enough. And guess what? They start putting that creamy crack on top of their head. And what that causes? Fibroid tumors. And who they go run to when they need help with these cancerous cells? They run to a doctor. And what doctor offices are filled with? White people. You see the cycle? When you can't afford to take care of your children no more, who they run to? These social workers. And what they do, take control of your household, take control of your family, push you outside, push you outdoors. And who's there fending for your kids? No one. I look at my own situation like, wow, I haven't worked in 2 years. What the fuck am I going to do? But we all about to witness America. I tell you guys, as I sit here on December 18, 2015, I have no way of knowing what's going to happen tomorrow. I have no way of knowing how am I going to get through this. With $200-$300 left in my bank account, with bills all over the place, I have no way. I don't know. I have no idea. But you know what? It's gonna happen. Something gonna happen. Something always happens. I had no idea that check was coming in the mail. I had no idea. And it's always on the three. Yes, it was $3,000. I had no idea that was coming to me. And yes, you know, the money had to be spent on what it had to be spent on, and all those bills had to be paid. I had to catch up on my car note. Had certain legal things I had to take care of, but hey, you know, within my heart, I feel as though, and I know that these things will happen and continue to happen. If it happens through that being who sent it, hey, it's a blessing. If it doesn't, it's going to happen some type of way, because it's all a test. And that's all this whole shit is. So when you're looking at these demons and you're looking at these situations, just try to take take that mask off, take that game simulation off, and see it as that, and pick your eye. It's hard. It's hard as hell because your nervous system is attached to this physical plane. Your nervous system is attached to your body. Body connects to the spirit and the soul, and therefore you're interacting. You're energizing this very system. You're a battery for this matrix. You're a battery for this 3D game simulation. You are. That's how we look at it. You're those goggles that you put over your eyes, that is your third eye and your third eye perception. They say the eyes are the windows to the soul because everything you see and everything you interact with, your soul is seeing and watching. It is viewing the world through you or through your eyes. And it's affected by everything. The soul is affected by these things. They can't do nothing with the soul. They can only try to drop it out, drop the battery out, take the battery. They can't move it. It's like Thor's hammer. They can't do nothing with the soul. They can't pick that up. They know they can't. They know it's all symbolic. You know, and Thor's father was Marduk. You know, they can't do nothing with that. They can't do nothing with it. All these stories repeat themselves. All these stories repeat themselves. It goes back to the Numen Elish, and it goes back to Samaria, and all these things continue to occur. That's all that story was. The Incan and Lil, you look at Thor. You know, one was in heaven, one was on earth, you know. Dealing with more, it's just, it continues to happen. It continues, these stories continue to repeat themselves. I even see the fabric of that reality within my own very life. These different stories or these different situations that continue to repeat themselves. And I see myself going through, what I'm going through in this current situation with having a child, and right after having a child, going through the craziest things. This happened the same time I had my first child. You know, me and the being I had the child, where we kind of go through some things. But me and this being, we're still together. Me and my wife, we're still together. We still fighting through it. Even though we had a huge argument today, we still going through it. And sometimes I feel as though when it comes to these shows, when it comes to my life, it's not just good to speak about it. Speak about the good. You know, it's cool to speak about the good, and I have no problem with that, but it's more so, it's kind of like you coming from a being sitting on a high horse, talking down to people, you're not really relating to them. Because the people that listen to this, we all have problems. And the answer is, how do we get through these problems? See the world as a test. Begin to pray, get on your knees. I pray to Jesus Christ, and I also plead the blood of Jesus Christ upon any situation that I go through. This has worked for me since the times when I first interacted with the being Bodhi, who was in the Holy Spirit at that time, messages and high vibratory frequencies were flowing through this being to help guide us in the right direction. This being was also misguided. This being was also attached to a being who was using Aleister Crowley's magic, but trying to say that he was reversing it for the good and the sake of the being. Who talks about the child? Aleister Crowley talks about the child. And certain sacred Masonic and demonic entities or demonic orders or Luciferian orders also talk about the birth of the child and the alchemy of the child, or bringing the child back, that spirit back. It's like the head one who had the 200 disagreeables turn from a green light to an amber light. This is the being they're trying to invoke, and it's the alchemy that they're dealing with. It's very cunning. I listen to the being almost induce another being into a hypnotic trance. It's very cunning. It is. They get very close to you, and they drain your energy. They are very nice, very polite, and they're all around you. But what are they? Stop looking at them as just these sick. Yeah, they do sick and disgusting shit like sacrifice. Kid, I look at my child and say, how could you sacrifice a child? How the fuck could you do that and drink their blood and eat a heart? What the fuck is that? What the fuck? It's a test. Do we focus on that? Or do we focus on the Most High? What are you focusing your attention on? What are you mentally telling yourself? Are you focusing on a test, or are you seeking the end results of the test? Are you seeking to study what it is, do your study, perfect your study, take the test, and pass the test? That's what we're here for. Are you just focused on the mathematical equation, or are you focusing on the solution to the equation? I'm focusing on the solution. If you focus at the problem, it's too much like a chalkboard full of algebraic equations that we never fucking seen. Well, let's focus on the solution. You begin to focus on a solution, the solution magically appears. We can't focus on a problem no more. Stop focusing on a problem. How do you take your mind off the problem? Train your subconscious mind. Go in deep meditative states. go in deep meditative states. Have good self-talks. You know, whatever you tell yourself it is, if you're walking down the hall full of people and you vibrate the energy of, oh, they're going to pick on me, or guess what, it happens. Or if you walk down the hall and say, I'm invisible, guess what, you'll walk down the hall with nobody fuck with you. Try it when you go outside. Walk around outside and say, I am confident. I am loving. I am attractive. Everyone loves me. Everyone respects me. And watch what happens. It's just like you ever been going through some things and you walk around with the attitude like, I wish a nigga would today. And it never happens. You know why? Because that's the alchemy and that's the magic that we talking about. It's all in the mind. But if you around a being, all you think is this nigga is Jesus and he a last way out and all this shit, you're going to be trapped into that shit. It's that fucking simple. It's that fucking simple, but living in this world, we make it so fucking hard on ourselves. We really do. We make it so hard, we make it a lot more complex and just all over the place, and we don't have to do ourselves like that. We're suffering because of that. And like this situation, man, I know at the end of this, a month from now, it's going to be a miracle that took place, and I'm going to be able to come back on the show and say, I told y'all. How it's going to happen, when it's going to happen, I don't know. But I know a miracle's going to. I'm smiling because I feel it and I see it. And we got to be that same way because I'm walking through this shit with you. I ain't on no high horse. Like, if y'all niggas don't listen to me, guess what? All y'all down. Come on, Mark. That ain't the way you should do people. You're a test. And I took the test. And what if I pass the fail, we about to find out. For real, this nigga is a test. And a lot of y'all, I can't be mad. It's like taking the test. You remember you was at school. Some niggas finished fast. Some of them fail. Some of them may pass. Some niggas finish last. Some of them fail. Some of them pass. Who knows? You can't be mad if niggas is still around as me. I was mad at niggas. You know? I was mad at T2 for still being around as nigga. But he's taking the test. Maybe him taking the test, maybe his test took longer. He passed or fail. I don't know. That's up to him. That's up to him. I just pray that he's focusing on the solutions. That's it. Me and my wife argue. All this bill doing all. What are we focusing on? We focusing on a problem. We focus on a problem. More problems are going to occur. That's all you can see. It's like when I got my car. I was thinking about an Altima. All I seen was Altimas. I said, you know what? I want a Challenger. All I seen was Challengers. Because the world is that fucking simple. What are you focusing on? There are infinite amount of you. You can travel to you right now that got everything you need. Do it. Close your eyes. Count down 3, 3, 3, 2, 2, 2, 1, 1, 1. Count down, see that nigga, travel with that nigga, interact with that nigga, become that nigga, and bring that information back and walk around the world like that. Pick your head up, poke your chest out, man. It's that time. As I'm saying this to y'all, I'm saying it to myself. Where is information coming from? I don't know. Who cares, man? Because I'm focusing on solutions, and I realize the more people that I reach and I touch with my voice and my power, the more like blessed my life to come. Because when I got that check, I really wasn't focusing on people. I was like, oh, shit, this is cool. This is nice. I've been through it for 2 years. Fuck all this nigga. I'm about to go have a nice time. Then I'm not giving you guys the inclination or the idea that I blew this money. This money was spent on helping my family. But you know how it is. You may look back and say, hey, you know, maybe if I would have took that 10 here or that 20 here and put it away, maybe, you know, it would have gave me a little bit more cash. But no doubt, this money was spent on my family and on my son. Circumcisions ain't free. Breast pumps ain't free. This shit costs. You know, trying to get your license or custody of a child ain't free. This shit costs. And that's all it is. So, of course, it's a blessing. But there are many more blessings on the way. And to that being who looked out and helped, man, you know, it's all love. It's love forever, dog. And can't shit come in between that, man. For no one has ever did nothing. Done that for me. Or even people I know, especially not to have met someone with physical. That's crazy. And that's a blessing, man. That's the type of power we talk about, man. Pray, plead the blood. Don't give up, man. See the world for what it is. It's a test. And pass the test, you know. I ain't saying you got to be rich or poor through the test, but pass the test. I ain't saying you got to be good or evil through the test, but pass the test. I ain't saying you got to be right or wrong through the test, but pass the test and focus on solutions. And you will get there, man. Really train your mind. Really focus on the right things. And I'm going to post a show, you know, get deeper into that as far as, like, subconscious programming. And, you know, it's a little exercise me and my wife went through. She went there. brought some information back, and she's using it. It takes a lot. I ain't saying just do it once and it happened overnight, but it takes a lot. It's all about practice, man. Practice makes perfect, and peace is beautiful and pure, and I love you guys. For real, never forget that. And I know I'm going to be back within a week, shit, tomorrow, tonight, whatever, with a message for you guys about how blessed and how much my life has changed from this moment to the next. I'm expecting greatness. I'm expecting great things. I'm speaking these things in my life right now. And I know you guys are doing the same. Sometimes take your tongue and stick it to the roof of your mouth and say some positive things and watch what happens. Or say, hey, if you're driving a cop, you don't want no cops, take your tongue, stick it to the roof of your mouth and say no cops. It's a lot of tricks of the trade that we haven't been using. And I know a lot of this shit may sound nutty or crazy, but it really is. It's different things that we haven't really interacted with because they become so. It's like a breath book. I challenge everyone to go read the breath book. And Dr. York would say, hey, don't just pass this law because it's simple shit that I'm telling you to do. And you may just, this is one of the most important books that I wrote. A lot of y'all just go pass it off because the exercises I'm telling y'all to do is so simple. Like when I said, take your tongue and stick it to the root of your mouth and say what you want to happen. And it will happen, or it's subconscious programming because you got to interaction with the subconscious is certain movements, just like yoga and things like that, certain breathing techniques that charge and interacts with the subconscious mind. Even certain ways you hold your hands and things like this, this is all the way that the subconscious is charged up or interacted with or challenged. Or it wakes up, or the way that it's programmed through symbology. All these things are symbolic. And they're in your nervous system. It's tied into the mind. It's operating with the mind. And each cell is breathing and it's growing. It has life in it. It's thinking. Each cell has like a mind of its own almost. And you got to interact these things, get all these things on one accord. And one great way to do that is by with physical movement because you're focusing on certain areas and you're doing certain things. But overall, it's all about your intentions. What is your intent? With feng shui, anything. Excuse me, people. Ate some pizza earlier. Whew. But in life, period, it's all about your intent. What are your intentions? It's like when a young man comes over to take an older man's, older gentleman's daughter out. What are your intentions with my daughter? What is your intention with this life? What are your intentions during the course of this test? Don't look at Satan. I ain't gonna say look at him as something to love or hold on to or a teddy bear or some shit. Hey, but if you look at him like that, it may lessen a blow or lessen the fact of, man, why the fuck are they killing and sacrificing kids? Why are they drinking blood? But if you look at it as a test, you'll understand, hey, that's just a test. Do we focus on it? Do we focus on what he's doing? Because if we do, we become like that because our soul, the eyes are a window to the soul. So what are we looking at? What are we paying attention to? Because whatever you're looking at, whatever you're around, is charging your environment. Is constantly charging you, your spirit, your vibration. That's why feng shui is real. Anybody got a broke oven in your house, you need to fix it. Anything that's leaking in your house, you need to fix it. This is real. These are practices that we must get back into. Look up feng shui. Look up quantum leaping and quantum jumping. Look these things up. YouTube. Look it up. Look it up. Pay attention to what's going on to the world in the world today. Pay attention to what's happening around you and really focus. I love all of you. Peace.